From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm G. Abilie reporting. President Donald Trump is hosting NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg at the White House Wednesday, where the two men are expected to discuss Trump's commitment to the organization. After the meeting, Trump and Stoltenberg are scheduled to meet with reporters. While they will likely face more questions about Washington's commitment to NATO and Trump's insistence that other NATO countries shoulder more of the burden for defense spending. Ahead of the meeting, a senior White House official said on the condition of anonymity, Trump is 100% committed to NATO. This comes after Trump, as recently as January, called NATO obsolete, citing its inability to thwart several terrorist attacks. Still, the official said the president has made it very clear, repeatedly, that he is very committed to NATO. The United States and Russia agreed Wednesday to call for an international investigation of the deadly chemical weapons attack in Syria last week. The joint bid for the United Nations and weapons experts to investigate the sarin gas attack that killed more than 85 people came after Secretary of State Rex Tillerson met with Russian Foreign Minister Sergey Lavrov and later with President Vladimir Putin in Moscow. Tillerson told reporters at a news conference that he told Putin the current state of U.S.-Russia relations is at a low point and that there is a low level of trust between our two countries. The Kremlin leader, speaking separately to an interviewer from a Russian state television, agreed that relations between Washington and Moscow have deteriorated this year. This is VOA News. The recent gas attack in Syria has resurrected Russian-Turkish tensions over the country. Turkey is again calling for the removal of Syrian President Bashar al-Assad and the creation of safe areas and no-fly zone. But as Dorian Jones reports from Istanbul, renewed tensions between Russia and Turkey could cost Ankara economically.
Ankara's robust stance against the Syrian regime has brought a swift response from Moscow regarding the Turkish economy. The Russian Union of Travel Industry warned Monday that an embargo on charter flights to Turkish holiday resorts could be reintroduced. The embargo, which only recently was lifted, was part of tough economic sanctions enforced by Moscow after Turkish jets downed a Russian bomber operating from a Syrian airbase in 2015. Political columnist Semih Idiz of Al Monitor website warns Ankara has to tread carefully.
I don't think it can afford another crisis with Russia, especially from the economic dimension, just as the advent of the tourism season is just around the corner. So there's going to have to be a balancing act there, a very delicate one.
Russian tourists account for the second largest number of vacationers to Turkey. Last year's embargo devastated the country's lucrative tourism industry, with the number of Russian visitors dropping by nearly 3 million. Dorian Jones of VOA News, Istanbul.
The United Nations Children's Fund says there has been a surge in the number of children being used as suicide bombers by Boko Haram. Lisa Schlein reports for VOA from Geneva.
Data gathered by the UN Children's Fund shows children were used as suicide bombers in 27 attacks in the first quarter of 2017. That is three times more than during the same period last year and nearly the same number as the whole of 2016. The militant Islamist group Boko Haram has been forcing children to blow themselves up in Nigeria, Chad, Niger, and Cameroon since 2014. As the Islamist group finds itself on the run, it reportedly is resorting increasingly to this tactic to spread terror among civilian populations of the Lake Chad region. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
United Airlines CEO Oscar Munoz took to the airwaves Wednesday in an attempt to quell the outrage over Sunday's forced removal of a passenger, vowing that kind of incident will never happen again. Facing mounting pressure, Munoz appeared much more regretful in an interview with ABC News, apologizing to Dr. David Dow and promising that security officers will no longer be used to remove passengers. I am G. Abby Lee in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.